I'm not that kind of a man, you know, that kind of like a... I don't want to be that kind of forceful, angry man. I'm not good at that. I'll tell you this story. I think your anger often comes out when you're driving, right? So this is a story about driving. Recently, I was in Los Angeles, where I live, and I was sort of inching out onto the road to take a turn, and I was just kind of like when I make love. I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, it was like... And I realized while I was doing that my car was on top of the crosswalk, which you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to block the crosswalk. And I was like, I hope this doesn't cause a problem. But then I saw a guy coming down the sidewalk, and I was right in his path. And right away, I knew he was going to be trouble because he was wearing like an Oakland Raiders jacket. I mean, he wasn't, but it felt like he was. Do you know what I mean? He was wearing a spiritual Oakland Raiders jacket. And I was right, because when he got up to my car, he started yelling into my car. He started going, "Hey, you're in the crosswalk! You're in the crosswalk!" So I did something that I learned to do when I lived in New York, which is I went, "You fuck off!" Only I'm acting like I was like tough now, but like probably in the moment I was like more scared, so it probably came out more like, "You go take a fuck, buddy. You have none fucks. Go take one. The fucks are yours to have this day." So he called my bluff on that. And the next thing he did is just start pounding his fist against my windshield. And he started screaming, "Get out of the car!" And he smashed his fist against my windshield. He was like, "Get out of the car!" And you know what I did? I looked him right in the eye, and I was like, "No, I don't want to. I can't do it. No, I don't want to. I can't. No." So then he just started laughing at me. He goes, "Ha ha, you're a coward. You're a fucking coward." And I said, "Yes, I am a coward." And I drove away. My wife was in the car with me. She was driving. I should have mentioned she was driving. We drove for 5 full minutes in complete silence. At the end of the 5 minutes, my wife goes, "You didn't have to say you're a coward." But then the next day she had sex with me, so in a way I'm disappointed in her, you know what I mean? It's like, have a little self-respect. At least text an ex-boyfriend, come on. You can do better.